Very good morning to you. Happy Friday and welcome back to the Wide World of Sports Update. We've got a comprehensive wrap coming up from all the football action on Anzac Day. We'll start with the Roosters taking out the Anzac Cup, thumping the Dragons 60 points to 18. On his return from concussion, halfback Sam Walker was awarded the Ashton Collier Medal for the player of the match. His teammate Luke Keary has told the Continuous Call team it was well deserved.
He's outstanding, mate. Obviously, a few weeks off there, you could see he was hurting a bit. And then, yeah, I'm so happy for him, mate. He's obviously went through a tough period last year, but he's such a good kid. He works really hard at his game and really happy for him.
Dragons coach Shane Flanagan says he just wanted the game over well and truly before the full-time whistle.
And they're coming off the back fence and we couldn't handle them. They've got some good athletes and, we went back, come down to earth with a thud.
Elsewhere, Jason Demetriou's horrid time at the Rabbitohs continues. They've been thrashed 54-20 by the Storm in Melbourne. That leaves the Rabbitohs with just one win from their opening seven games and on a three-game losing streak. Demetriou is adamant their season is salvageable and says he won't be giving up.
That's what I'll turn up to do. Like I've said before, I love coaching this club, love coaching this team. I'll turn up and keep giving me best. And if someone taps me on the shoulder and says that's time's up, then I can't control that.
The Gold Coast Titans are finally on the board for season 2024, holding off the Warriors to win 27-24 in Auckland. Gold Coast coach Des Hasler says the result was earned through their effort in recent weeks.
Probably sort of building towards something, so we're probably, at the end of the day, we probably deserve to get the points. Made a really hard fist of it, though.
In AFL now, Collingwood and Essendon have played out a thrilling draw 85-85. 93,000 fans were there at the MCG to see the Bombers take an early lead, booting six goals in the first quarter before the Pies fought back. Essendon's Kyle Langford missed a chance to seal the win in the game's dying seconds.
I want the ball in my hands and, I'm back myself in any kind of set shot routine and, it was all there and, obviously just missed that one, but I'd obviously love to have it again, but at least it didn't go out of bounds on the full.
Collingwood coach Craig McRae says he's not sure how he feels about the result.
We played against a good opposition. We found a way to fight back. And then I think both teams will sit in this and watch the, when you go back and code the game, they'll be, what about that moment? What about that moment? What about that? Both teams had them. And, probably a fair result in the end.
Essendon's Zach Merritt won the Anzac medal with 11 votes. Meanwhile, Brisbane Lions coach Chris Fagan is backing his side to bounce back after its 54-point loss to GWS in Canberra. A strong second half by the Giants saw them kick 9-3 after the main break. Fagan says they'll review the game and learn from their mistakes.
I'm not going to sit here and bag the team for the way that they performed tonight. I'm in it with them. And the way forward is together. That was how we became a good team in the first place when, my first couple of years with them as coach, we won 5 games in each of the 2 years. But we learned from our mistakes. We stuck together.
Over to the EPL, Manchester City is making no mistake in one of its 2 games in hand on league leader Arsenal. With 10 minutes to play in regulation time, City is up 4-0 over Brighton. Kevin De Bruyne scoring his first ever headed goal in the EPL to open the scoring for City. So should the result stand, save for a miracle comeback by Brighton, Man City will move to within 1 point of Arsenal at the top of the table, still with a game in hand. Rafael Nadal has cruised to victory in the first round of the Madrid Tennis Open, setting up a second round match with Alex de Minaur. Former surfing world champions Kelly Slater and Carissa Moore have been granted wild cards for the upcoming Tahiti Pro. In the Shoot Shield rugby in Sydney, the Rats have beaten the Marlins 30-19 in the Battle of the Beaches at Manly Oval. And in the National Hockey League playoffs, the Dallas Stars, who topped the Central Division, have fallen 2-0 down to the Vegas Golden Knights in their playoff series. That is the latest from Wide World of Sports on this Friday morning. We've got an afternoon podcast coming your way later today. Otherwise, have a great weekend and I'll see you on Monday.